Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is help at home with minor home maintenance. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Otto Loos.
Always a good show, John, with Barry here.
Oh, my God, it's wonderful. We have Barry Klitzberg with us, who is the Assistant Program Coordinator with Nassau County HICAP, which is HICAP, the HICAP program. And we are going through all the important information that our listeners need to know, listeners and viewers need to know in reference to Medicare. Barry, I'm throwing it back into your lap, because at the break you were talking with Otto about the situation where you felt it wasn't as good a value. And what happens is everybody listening or watching this has to understand we are not the professionals, we are not the experts, people like Barry are. So get advice before you sign up for something. You have to get the advice, because after a year or two of paying for something, to find out you didn't have the coverage you thought you had, it's a shame.
I just found that out.
Yeah, okay, perfect, okay.
Well, I have Plan F, which has been on for a while, and what Barry just said was that Plan G might be a better alternative.
Which means you're going to be calling Barry during the week.
Well, the other part of that I didn't understand is that Medigap / supplemental can be signed up for or changed at any time. It doesn't have to be during the enrollment period. I've been kind of waiting here for the golden 6 weeks or whatever it is, when the phone is for everybody. It's like you're on hold forever, because the whole planet is on the phone at that time. That's an important piece of information.
Medigaps, you can change a Medigap plan any month during the year. There is no enrollment season. It's all right. You can, and if you have a plan you want, like F, which is not sold to new Medicare beneficiaries, but if you have it, you can keep it as long as you want. Obviously, you have to pay your premiums. That's the only reason they can drop you. But they can't drop you because it's not sold to new people. It's called guaranteed issue. You can keep your plan as long as you want. During the break, we were talking about the difference between some of the plans. Plan F covers everything as far as Medicare cost sharing. So your 20%, your deductibles, covers it all. Plan G does not cover your Medicare Part B, your medical insurance deductible. This year, it's $198. Plan F covers it. Plan G does not. But if you look at the difference in the cost, all right, and I'm going to give you, based on our benchmark plan, one of the less expensive plans, it's $400 a year more for Plan F than G. So you're paying $400 a year to cover a benefit that's $198.
Per person.
That's right. So again...
Oh. Thank you, Otto.
That's $800 for me a year.
Right, right, of course.
There are no family plans on Medicare. So, yes, it is the most extensive coverage, but is it the best value?
That's good information for me personally, to be honest about it.
No, because...
Hopefully somebody else who's listening.
You're paying another $200. It's out the window. Again, a lot of people like it. They took it before because it was the Cadillac plan. It was the best plan, was, but not the best value necessarily. There are other plans that could work for you. Plan N, where you have a $20 copay when you go to the doctor, or $50 for an emergency visit. The difference there is about $740 a year in premium. So unless you go to the doctor 47 times for that $940 times 20, unless you go to the doctor a lot, Plan N might also be a better value. And the nice thing is, because let's say you take Plan N because you want to save some money on the premiums and you're in relatively good health. If at some point your health status changes, you can always switch to G.
Huh. So I've just saved a lot of money by listening to you, to be honest about it.
Yeah, you could make the check out to Barry. And we'll,
Barry, that's the conversation at the commercial, please, right. Not on the air.
This is the kind of thing, yes, of course. This is the kind of thing that people really need to get into the weeds about. Yeah. So you can, you know, get the detail. We could send you this information. It's all on one sheet of paper, the different plans and the benefits and who sells them for how much. So we have this information. Again, if you call our office, we'll be glad to send it to you. Again, 516-485-3754. We can help you select a Medigap plan that works for you, or during the enrollment season, an Advantage plan. Now, one other thing about the Medicare Advantage plan, we talked about some of the disadvantages with the networks. One of the advantages of the Medicare Advantage plan is the premiums tend to be a lot lower, and many of them offer additional benefits like vision, dental, hearing, in some cases, transportation to and from medical appointments, fitness, and an annual wellness exam. You know, more thorough than the Medicare annual exam. So there are some benefits to being in the Medicare Advantage plan, and the drug coverage also. Almost all of them cover drugs, where Medigap does not. So you would need a separate drug plan for that. So again, based on the individual, we would help them find a plan that works for them. So again, so it is, you know, a little detail oriented. We need some information. You know, when people call me, I ask them all these questions and they say, why do you need to know this? I said, because I want to help you find a plan that works for you.
I think what's most important here, and I'm going to reference Otto, which I do almost every week, multiple times a week, is that it's not just checking A or B or C. I mean, this is a real, you have to do your homework because this is real money. And there's all these different options for a reason. And some will work better for me than they would, say, for Otto. But here's an example that Otto's bringing to our attention where he will probably be making an adjustment.
No doubt about it.
Right, that will benefit him. And the thousands of other listeners we have will be making adjustments. You're going to be very busy next week, Barry.
Well, you know, two points here, all right? One, the devil is in the details, which is always the case in most things you do in life. And the other one is that what Barry's talking about is they don't sell insurance. They don't get paid for this. This is a free service. And you know, to me, a great thing because this is a super complicated arena that we're involved with, which is health insurance. You know, like the Medicare Advantage thing, I've looked at it and it's so hard to compare. What do you need? A lot of it is you don't know. You don't know what you're going to need next October or next September. You just don't know. Drug plans to me are even worse than that because they have these formularies now where something you were taking all along now all of a sudden falls into another tier and it becomes a super expensive proposition. Your thoughts on drug plans?
Well, again, this is one of those situations where it's based on the individual. Again, people say, what's the best plan? I'll say, what drugs do you take? If you're taking inexpensive generic drugs, you could probably get away with a very inexpensive drug plan. They start at $13.20 and go up to about $91 a month. For someone who's taking Lipitor, the generic Lipitor, or Metformin, which is a drug, you know, Glucophage is the brand name. But if you're taking Metformin, you can probably get away with a very inexpensive plan because all the plans cover these drugs. They're inexpensive generic. They will normally waive your deductible if it's an inexpensive drug like that. And you only pay a couple of dollars for your prescription. So you can do well with that. But again, we would need to know what drugs you take, what pharmacy you go to see if it's in their network as a preferred pharmacy or just in the network. And tailor it for you. And then you could just sign up.
You mentioned the Navigator earlier. When you say Navigator, these are websites that people can go to compare?
Navigators are federally funded agencies to help people with the Affordable Care Act exchange So they will help guide you to a plan that works for you or to the expanded Medicaid from the exchange. It's similar to HICAP in terms of free counseling and assistance, but it's specifically for the exchange. Okay. And you can even Google Affordable Care Act Navigators, and it'll give you, or on the NewYorkStateOfHealth.com, and you can click on if you need assistance, and it will give you every county in the state and a list of the navigator organizations within that county. And on Long Island, there are quite a few.
I just want to jump in here one more time and reiterate something again that Otto said. This service from HICAP that Barry is offering is free. He's not getting paid to get you to switch from A to B to C to D or whatever. This is a program put together that does not get paid. Nobody gets charged anything. They are literally working to help each individual get the best program that's suited for their needs. Excuse me.
We have no affiliation with anybody. We're funded by the federal government.
Okay.
By the Administration for Community Living. It used to be Medicare. It's Medicare money, but it goes through another agency. But we are totally funded by the federal government. The state gets funded for it, and they pass the money down to the individual counties based on a formula they use. Our Medicare population within the county. So we have no affiliation with any agencies, insurance companies, brokers. We don't charge for it. We don't get a nickel from anybody other than the federal government to empower people to make the best decision.
Good. And actually, you had mentioned ACL, right? American Community Living. We had Kathleen on a couple of weeks ago.
I saw her yesterday. Yeah.
Oh, she, okay.
I used to work for her.
I know. Yeah. That's how we got you originally. That's how we first met Barry, and Kathleen finally came on because it's we're doing this stuff Zoom now. So it's much easier for, someone like her to get on. All we've been doing up to now is having local people, but now we can have somebody from Washington or wherever call in. But right now we're going to take a break. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.